Tells of Baha'i Ideals. Friday, April 26, 1912. Washington, D.C. The Washington, D.C. Star. Abdu'l-Bahá portrays principles of order, of which he is the head. The portrayal of the principles of the Baha'i movement was the feature of a public meeting which was held at DAR Continental Memorial Hall last night. Abdu'l-Bahá, world leader of the Baha'is, was the principal speaker, and the meeting, which was held under the auspices of the Orient-Occident Unity, marked his last public appearance in the nation's capital on his present tour of the eastern states. Abdu'l-Bahá will be a guest of honor at the reception tonight by Mrs. Arthur Jeffrey Parsons at her residence, 18th and R Streets, Northwest. With his suite, he will leave Washington tomorrow for Chicago, where he will attend sessions of the 4th Annual Baha'i Convention in the United States. Draws contrast of conditions. At the meeting last night, Abdu'l-Bahá drew a distinct parallel between the advancement of the women of the West and the women of the East, and he cited the hall in which the meeting was held, a building constructed entirely by women, as an example of the progress of womankind in the Western Hemisphere. The present advanced position of women in this country, he said, was due wholly to education. He predicted that co-education would be attained in the East, and that its accomplishment would mean that Eastern women ultimately will attain the same plane as the men. Education for women in Persia was first instituted by the Baha'is. Full equality of the sexes in all the walks of life was prophesied by the speaker as being certain of accomplishment. Other speakers at the meeting were Samuel Gompers, president of the American Federation of Labor, A.C. Monahan of the United States Bureau of Education, and S.E. Kramer, a supervising principal of the local public schools. The famous head of the Baha'i movement, Abdu'l-Bahá, is spending the week here and has made several addresses.